Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 76. Patrick here, CJ Evolution. Thank you for your continued support, downloading the podcast, sharing it with your family and friends. Folks, we wouldn't have 76 episodes if it wasn't for you, the listener. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a brand new website out there. Well, not so brand new, but it's been out for a while, cjevolution.net. If you go to that website, you can contact me, and I promise I will respond to you. You can check out the website. You can check out episodes on the website. You can connect to iTunes. If you rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. And again, I would love to hear from you. Thank you for the continued support, folks. I wanted to hop on really quick, talk about leadership. I know we've talked about that topic so many times on this podcast, but I wanted to talk about it off the job. No matter what you're doing in criminal justice, law enforcement, parole, probation, whatever, corrections, all very important. And we all exhibit that leadership when we're on the job, but it's so important that when we get off the job, to exhibit the same type of leadership. Folks, I've been there. The only thing I want to do sometimes, or in the past, not so much anymore, is I just want to get off duty, end my shift, come home, kind of decompress, kind of get in my zone, and not want to deal with anything. No decisions. My wife used to come to me and say, you know, what do you want to do tonight? You want to go out to dinner? You want to go see a movie? I said, I just want to sit here and veg. I don't want to do anything. I'm faced with decisions every day. Why don't you make the decisions, right? And then we get into this, you know, discussion back and forth. But folks, you got to remember that we have to exhibit that same type of leadership, that same type of compassion that we give to the job. You know, we can't take our families and our spouses for granted. And I know I've been guilty of that. So when you get off the job, come home, maybe spend, I'm not saying, you know, you can't decompress or take time for yourself. That's very, very important. But you can't just go into your shell, like I've been guilty of in the past, and just kind of go into my home office and kind of just veg there for hours on end. That is not healthy. Your family, your wife, you know, your spouse, your partner, whatever, they need to hear from you. They need you to be engaged. And it's so unhealthy when we crawl into our shell, you know, day in, day out, we don't want to do anything, you know, when we're off the job. You have to exhibit that leadership. You have to stay involved. You have to maintain that balance like we've talked about so many times. It is all about balance, folks. We just can't be so engrossed and you know, we so involved in our job. That's very, very important where we're on duty. But when we're off duty, we have to re-engage. We have to change our focus, not from our job, but we have to change our focus to our family and our spouses. Because you know what, folks? Long after our job is gone and we're done with this profession, a very, very important profession. I'm not trying to, you know, minimize the importance. But our family, friends, our spouses are more important, right? So we have to learn to disengage, you know, from our job when we're off duty and re-engage with our family and friends. You know, it has to be a healthy balance, right? It has to be. So I hope everybody's doing fantastic and well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Again, head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast. You can do that through cjevolution.net. And I hope you've been loving the guests that we've had come on the podcast. I have been so blessed. I've been so fortunate to have some amazing guests come on. Folks, we're not done. We have many, many more great guests lined up for you. I hope you are finding value in them. Hope you're jazzed and excited about the guests. I'm not going to tell you who is coming on this upcoming week, but some very, very cool guests. I think you're going to find them very, very entertaining and valuable to your profession in criminal justice. So with that, folks, I hope everybody's doing well. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. I hope you have a great start to the week, and I will talk with you all very soon with our next guest that's coming on. Stay tuned for the next episode, folks. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.